Good evening. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. John Deere Green could soon start making an appearance in farm fields in Cuba. Last week, the company announced an agreement to sell tractors to the Cuban government. Deere spokesman Ken Golden says shipments will begin later this month.
And this equipment has to be tested and appraised by the Cuban Agricultural Ministry to ensure that it will work for their needs and their conditions. If they agree that it's equipment that would be appropriate for Cuba, then there will be shipments over the next 4 years.
Golden says most of the tractors will be from the 5000 series, now made at a plant in Augusta, Georgia, but there'll also be a small number of the 7000 series made in Waterloo, Iowa.
Today, Cuba imports about 60 to 80% of its food, and improvements in the agricultural sector there will help improve the availability and affordability of food for the Cuban population.
John Deere is returning to Cuba after an absence of more than 50 years. It first began selling its products there in the late 1800s through the early 1960s. Golden says the company will sell several hundred tractors over the next 4 years, but the cost of the contract has not been disclosed. Quad Cities business leaders are pushing to retain a historic tax credit that they say has been essential in restoring key downtown buildings in Davenport. Henry Marquard, Director of Government Affairs for the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, has told the Quad City Times that the tax credit has provided more than $400 million for projects in downtown Davenport. Congress plans to end the program as part of larger tax law changes. Eliminating the credit could increase federal revenue by an estimated $9.3 billion from next year through 2027. Local developers say limiting the credits would slow growth in many cities. The Quad Cities Chamber is sending letters to lawmakers urging them to keep the historic tax credit. Governor Bruce Rauner is declaring victory after the Illinois House failed to override a key veto. The bill was a priority for organized labor. Brian Mackey has more.
Rauner wants local governments to set up right-to-work zones where unions could still negotiate pay but wouldn't be allowed to collect fees from all the covered employees. He says it would lure jobs. Democrats are trying to ban the zones over Rauner's veto, but the governor has signaled to Republicans that upholding this veto is a top priority. State Representative Jay Hoffman, a Democrat from Swansea, says even though some Republicans reportedly promised unions they'd be with them,
I got a sneaking suspicion we may only end up at 70 votes.
It takes 71 to override the governor.
On this question, there are 70 voting yes.
Only one town in Illinois has actually set up a right-to-work zone, Lincolnshire in the Chicago suburbs, and that fight has moved to the courts. I'm Brian Mackey.
An Illinois appeals court has ruled that a judge falling asleep during a murder trial does not warrant a retrial. The Third District Appellate Court in Ottawa says Circuit Judge Jeffrey O'Connor's alleged nap was harmless, as long as he wasn't sleeping during crucial evidence or motions during Nicholas Sheely's 2014 trial for four murders in Illinois and Missouri. O'Connor allegedly fell asleep while the lights were dim and security camera footage was being played for the jury. Judge O'Connor denied the allegations. Sheely, who's serving a life sentence, sought a new trial because he claimed that the judge repeatedly slept. The appeals court ruled that the evidence against Sheely was overwhelming and that O'Connor's possible napping had no effect on the trial. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.